For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has called for immediate deportations for immigrants who cross into the U.S. illegally with no hearings. He tweeted the border wall would solve the issue once and for all. Administration officials are scrambling to comply with last week's order to reunite families. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says we must secure our borders.
We're going to continue to prosecute those adults who enter here illegally. We are going to do everything in our power, however, to avoid separating families.
Thousands of families are still waiting to be reunited. A lot of the parents are claiming ICE officials are not telling them where their children are. Communication with parents and other agencies have been a major issue in complying with the president's executive order to reunite the families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hearst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
The entire police force in Ocampo, Mexico, was arrested by federal forces after the murder last week of a mayoral candidate. Fernando Angeles Juarez was killed outside his home by unknown gunmen on Thursday, one of over 100 politicians killed in Mexico prior to their general election on July 1st. The police officers were taken to the state capitol, where they were remanded to the custody of Internal Affairs. Prosecutors accused them of links to organized crime. A political battle over the decision of a Virginia restaurant to not serve Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Representative Maxine Waters told a rally crowd and MSNBC that calling out Trump administration officials is a good idea.
They're not going to be able to go to a restaurant, stop at a gas station. They're not going to be able to shop at a department store. The people are going to turn on them. They're going to protest. They're going to absolutely harass them.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis is making another trip to the Indo-Pacific region, but this one includes a visit to China. John Clemens has more.
After visiting two different Air Force bases in Alaska, Mr. Mattis will be visiting China, where the Pentagon tells us he'll be meeting with several senior officials to exchange strategic perspectives while discussing areas of mutual concern. This is the first visit of a Secretary of Defense to China since 2014. He then travels to South Korea, then concludes his trip June 29th in Tokyo. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A famous comedian has an emotional breakdown while issuing another apology for something that she tweeted. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
I horribly regret that. Are you kidding? I've lost everything.
That's Roseanne Barr expressing regret as she breaks down during a podcast interview over the weekend over the racist tweet she sent out last month, which led to the cancellation of her Roseanne reboot by ABC.
And I regretted it before I lost everything. And I said to God, I am willing to accept whatever consequences this brings.
Barr saying she's lost everything and now is nothing but a, quote, hate magnet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.